This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer in periodically these days to talk about not only COVID-19, but other health things. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
So talk about the local cases. We had a couple weeks ago kind of an uptick for a while in COVID-19 locally. How are things doing now?
Well, we're still in a bit of an uptick, having about 30 to 35 cases a day. We probably think there are more cases than that because many people are testing at home or using home tests, and so they're not getting necessarily reported to us. So probably more than that 35 a day, which is sort of a mid-range number of cases. But with the current variants, we're not seeing a lot of hospitalizations, and although we're seeing some deaths, the number of deaths is way down.
And anything that would sort of explain the uptick?
Well, the uptick in number of cases is mostly due to the BA2 variant. And so the BA2 variant is sort of a cousin of the Omicron variant. And it has many, many, many mutations. And there are many forms of this BA2. And people who've been sick before with previous variants of COVID, or even people who've been vaccinated, we're seeing are getting this disease. But people who have immunity either from previous disease or from immunization are tending not to get very sick.
And talk about the state. How are things looking statewide?
So statewide, the number of cases is going down, the number of hospitalizations is going down, and the number of deaths is very low.
Now, Douglas County government telling us yesterday they had put out for the whole pandemic weekly reports. Well, for a long time it was daily reports, and then it went to biweekly and weekly, and have now gotten to the point where those are not going to be done online. But talk about the work that has the data still going to the state, because you've still got to collect all this.
Oh, we still collect all this data all the time, and DPHN can publish this once a week. But the number of cases at this point is not all that actionable. What we're still asking people to do is, if you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. It really does make a difference. And for those adults who've gotten vaccinated but not boosted, please get your booster.
Now, let's talk about the recent change for younger children being eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. What's the response been like to that?
Well, it's been a little cautious. We've seen some people really anxious to get the vaccine. We in Douglas County had the vaccine. We drove it all around the state yesterday. So one of our drivers drove to places in Douglas County and places in Coos and Curry County to deliver this vaccine. There are two different vaccines for children, 6 months to 4 years. One made by Moderna and one made by Pfizer. Both seem to be really quite safe and quite effective.
And I imagine that the difference, at least in part, for the shots at this age is a different dosage, just being a smaller human.
Yes, it is a smaller dosage. So the dosage is between a quarter and a tenth of the adult dosage.
And talk about the second booster. What's the response been to that for adults?
Actually, that's been quite good. So we really have a lot of people who've gotten the first booster, did well with that, and now decide to get the second booster. The second booster does provide a little bit of additional protection. It doesn't last all that long, but it does provide some additional protection.
Well, and I know I actually did that right before I went on my trip, thinking about, a crowded plane and airports and things like that.
Yes, I was in Chicago last week for a meeting, and I had gotten my second booster and escaped without getting the disease during my trip.
So what about other summer health issues? And one of the people in the office is constantly complaining about pollen sometimes. How does that affect people?
Well, there's a bunch of different things happening right now from public health. One is that this is the peak of grass season. Grass pollen season a little late this year because we had a wet spring. But because we had a wet spring, the grasses have grown amazingly. So we're expecting to have quite a lot of pollen over the next several weeks. There are several things people can do if they have the allergies. Stay inside when the pollen counts are high. Take a shower after being outside. And there are a bunch of over-the-counter medicines that work.
And is this just kind of an annoyance, or do people get sick with this?
Well, it's an annoyance, and people do feel miserable with allergies. And Western Oregon grows most of the grass seed in the world. I hadn't known that until I moved to Oregon. And so we have some of the most pollen of any place in the world.
What are other summer health issues that public health watches?
Well, we're also very concerned about safety things in the summer. And the two safety things that we see in the summer are increase in number of traffic accidents, where people are driving, especially driving after drinking, and then water accidents. We're especially worried about water accidents this year. The river is pretty cold because of all the rains and the snowmelt, so the river is still quite cold, and we know cold weather makes it so much harder to swim, so we're asking people to really be careful about swimming in the river.
And I know people don't always think about that. I mean, this weekend it may hit 100 degrees on Sunday. And so the idea, you know, when you're out in it, is you're like, well, you can jump in there, that'll be fine.
Yeah, but the river's only in the 60s, so that if it's 100 degrees outside and only 60 in the river, you're going to cool down very quickly. And we know when people are cool, their ability to think well and to swim well really decreases.
And let's talk about, since we've got the hot streak ahead, talk about sunscreen and skin cancer issues.
Yeah, so skin cancer is really an issue related mostly to the ultraviolet light that we get from the sun. And so ultraviolet light levels are incredibly high between 10 and 3 p.m., 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so avoiding that time of the day is one of the ways to do it. You can use sunscreen or other things to block the light. So people wear hats or clothes that have sun protective factor or sunscreen. Any of those are important. We're especially concerned about blistering sunburns in kids because we know that blistering sunburns in kids are a risk factor for later development of the most serious kind of skin cancer, which is melanoma.
And for some people, is exposure to the sun and maybe overexposure, is it something that more is an issue down the road in terms of causing cancer if you kind of do it repeatedly for a number of years?
It seems to be a cumulative effect. So we rarely see skin cancer in kids, but as we start getting into our 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, it starts showing up. And then by the time people have been out in the sun a lot, have 60 or 70, many of us have some actinic keratoses, which are precancerous lesions, or start having some basal cell carcinoma.
All right. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.